Okay, today is Aleph Chanukah, Chafei Kislev, December 3rd, and Rav Volba has three letters. I think they're the same Talmud that deal with different aspects of growth in Torah. Let's see, the first one on page Lamed Vav in the Alei Shur, Perek Shishi, Shlosh, Mechtav, Mechtav Rishon, the first letter, Yedidi Hayakar. My dear friend, Mama Orani Magish Itcha Es Tzach Al Halima Che'ena Holech, quote unquote. How much I feel with you. I share in your pain for the learning that's not going. It's not really that's slang. It's not a proper way to speak, but that's the way we talk. It's not going. The learning is not going. Koshelo L'chol Hisrach Is Bashir. It's difficult for you to focus in Shir. Machavrusos Eincha Mishtabe with your Chavrusos. You're not, equal. You're not on the same page. He got to the nekudas hashefel. You've reached a low point. And you are seeking advice. Eitzos eich lotzeis mimatzav. How to get out of this situation? Yedidi, my friend, the matzavim ka'ela muchrocha mikodem levarer. In circumstances like this, we are of necessity forced first to clarify ketzah higiu lakach. How we reach this? Ukeshitivoda hasiba, and when the cause will be known, timatzeha eitza mamela. So the response, the eitza, will automatically be found. You diagnose what the problem is, and you know what the solution is. Havanis bonanana. Let's contemplate. Ma goram l'dikonze. What caused this state of like being crushed? Haga ba'atzmacha. That's an expression. Means like think about it. It literally means like hit yourself. It means think about it. V'mesha chadoshim lamarata, barata, ha'isa olus and marutza. For the course of months, you learned, you served, you were happy, and I guess like accepted. U'pitam, and suddenly, ka'ev, atzvus, choser hisrachzus, v'ihatzlocha. Suddenly, pain, sadness, lack of focus, and lack of success. How do you explain to yourself this appearance, this like phenomenon? Hine ata lafia means to appear. Hine ata nimtza bein chaver. Behold, you're found among friends. Kulchem asukim ve'inyan echad. You're all busy with the same thing. Kulchem shomim shir echad. You all listen to the same shir. Kulchem is modedim yachad lahavin ulahamik. You all struggle together to understand and to understand things deeply. Lizkar, lishol, latirets, to remember, to ask, to answer. Umisgalim kishronosov shalkol echad ve'echad mikem, and the talents of each one of you becomes revealed. You're in the battlefield. You're working hard, and you see what people are made of.
Is it Talmud felt himself this, or is it some external?
Let's see. He's gonna help him diagnose it. He's really gonna say is that when you're in the struggle, you tend to see what your limitations are, and you see other people who don't have the same limitations. Yigiyas halima tofesis es kol hakochas zichlim shel adam. The toil of study of Torah takes all of the intellectual powers of a person. Yigiyas haknisa lavodas Hashem tofesis es kol hakochas anafshim shel adam. And the toil of entering into the service of Hashem, meaning learning, is like the mind part of it. Being in yeshiva is getting into Avodas Hashem, so that takes all of your spiritual powers. It really takes all of a person's kishronos. V'im gilui hakochos hachiyuvim shel kol yachid, and with the revelation of all of the positive strengths of each individual, miskalem gam gvulos yecholto. They also become revealed the limits, the gvuls of his capability. Hincha mistakel b'chaverecha. Behold, you look at your friends. Ze zachron. This one has tremendous memory. Is that like a lamdan, somebody who can learn? A zachron, somebody who can remember. V'yata shochech maher. And you forget quickly. Ze tofes kol inyan b'kalos v'mahiris. This one grasps everything with ease and with swiftness. V'ata b'ketzav iti. And you at a slow pace. U'lef'amim b'koshi. And sometimes with difficulty. These two are really like brilliant milos, to have a great memory, to have what we call mehiras hatfisa, being able to grasp things quickly. Hazikaron vatfisa mehir, memory and quick grasp. Umayesh lechalumasan, and what do you have in, like, in response or in contrast? Kishetafasta inyan achre ha'amal harav, when you grasp something after a lot of toil, hinchamamik lahavino, you penetrate deeply to understand it. V'ilu chavercha hamahir b'tfisasa, but your friend who is quick in his tfisa, shitchi b'havanasa, so he's showing him the positive side. This is so true. A person who grasps everything quickly doesn't have to think it through so methodically and often misses things. He can say it over more quickly. I didn't even hear it yet. He already got the outline of what was being said. But because his mind is so quick, he doesn't have to do it systematically and slowly. So the one who's a little slower to understand will often be deeper in his understanding. So he said, your brilliant friend might miss things. You, when you've reviewed something numerous times so that you won't forget it quickly, you feel like you have a personal acquisition in what you toiled, and a big joy comes in your heart. Your friend who has a tremendous memory doesn't feel the personal acquisition and things that he learned. It's also so true. He just remembers things well, but he didn't toil on them. He didn't have to work hard, so he didn't really make a kinyan. Therefore, the words of Torah that he learned don't penetrate to the depths of his soul. They don't fill up his heart the way they fill yours. Hashem, who chose the Torah, also gave you all of the capacities needed for you to receive your share of Torah. You can make every morning the bracha with joy that Hashem gave me all of my needs. Gam begashmius, gam begam beruchnius, physically and spiritually. Kol ma shetzarech li bechadei lamalas tafkidi beolam, everything that's needed for me to fulfill my role in the world. Kol hadarush li lizkos lachelki b'Torah, all that is needed for me to merit my share in Torah. Hakol hu yisbarach nasan li. He gave it all to me. So he said, that's the attitude that you should have. Ulam ata, but you, yosem mimasha taro, marech es koko sichlecha, more than you see and give value to your intellectual powers, ataroa kishronos chavirecha. You see what everybody else has. You see everybody else's talents. Veitzel atzmacha ataroa rak she'ein lecha. By yourself, all you see is that you don't have. Mashi yesh lacherim, that which others do. Halimud hamashutif, partnered learning, dochef oscha yom yom el gvulos eila, pushes you every day to these limitations, to these boundaries. I see where he excels and I don't. Rishmim shlilim elam etzdabrim yom yom. These negative impressions like pile up. It's the word tzibor, etzdaber, is to join together. They pile up day to day. B'tchila lo hagashta behem. At the beginning you didn't feel them. B'varacha li yeshiva ula hayelacha demyonus mufrozem al atzmacha v'kishronosacha. Could even be when you came to yeshiva you had exaggerated imaginations, or sometimes dimyon means delusions, about yourself and your kishronos. Yom yom reisa yosef yosef, but day to day you've seen more and more kishronos shel acherim megaros etzlecha, the talents of others are lacking by you. V'yom echad nesmala hasa, and one day the measure just became too full. It reached the breaking point, got to the threshold. In chachash ba'atzmacha ki ein lecha klum. You feel in yourself you don't have anything, lo kishron, velo atzlacha, velo tikva, not talent, not success, not hope, rak afisas koach, atzvus tzar, just lack of strength, sadness, and pain. Hagashazu nikris kina, this is called jealousy. He's basically telling us to recalibrate how he thinks about himself and what he's doing. And even though this is written to a ben yeshiva, but in a certain sense, a person being mindful of himself and what he's supposed to do is a very important thing in this letter.
The jealousy on the Rukhniya side is good, they say. Something.
Yeah, but, this is yeah, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see what he means. Mm-hmm. This is a very important letter, and Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow.